然后接下去我就要又要讲热带性海毒。那热带性海毒就是在热带、亚热带、温带的鱼类吃到这些鱼类，好，即使是活的状况下，新鲜拿来马上煮来吃，会发生让人类中毒的这种毒素中毒事件。
Welcome, Veg Embracing viewers, to another episode of Healthy Living. Today, we present part one in our two-part series on seafood poisoning, which is caused by consuming fish or shellfish tainted with toxins. In the USA, it is the primary cause of foodborne illness. Typical symptoms of seafood poisoning include nausea, vomiting, gastroenteritis, muscle aches, and in the most serious cases, death.With globalization making it possible for contaminated marine life to be sold in markets worldwide, no one who consumes seafood is free from this dangerous threat. There are eight main types of fish and shellfish poisoning. The most well-known involving fish are ciguatera, scombroid, tetrodotoxin, mercury. The most common varieties of shellfish poisoning include paralytic, diarrheal, amnesic,and neurotoxic. We start with ciguatera, which is caused by ciguatoxins, a poison produced by algae called dinoflagellates, which are found across the world. During summer months, the dinoflagellates proliferate in coastal waters, creating what are known as algal blooms. Their population size may become so great that the waters appear red in color because of the pigment in the algae.A phenomenon known as red tides.
Ciguatera, it comes from a microscopic algae which grows upon the surface of coral and other larger algae, and that gets consumed by herbivorous fish, and it goes up through the food chain, and the toxin accumulates within the flesh of the larger fish. That's what people tend to consume, and they become poisoned after eating that.
Ciguatera, the most common type of fish poisoning worldwide, may be contracted from eating tropical reef fish, such as grouper, snapper, sea bass, and parrotfish, as well as farmed salmon. Each year, an estimated 50,000 cases occur globally. A total of 400 marine species are known to bioaccumulate ciguatoxins, which are 1,000 times more lethal than arsenic.The illness is marked by such symptoms as severe gastrointestinal distress, nausea, abnormally low heart rate, convulsions, and blurred vision, to name just a few. Relapses can occur by consuming seafood, chicken, pork, coffee, or alcohol, and may happen for years after eating the tainted fish. Ciguatoxins are resistant to heat and cold.So cooking, smoking, refrigerating, freezing, and or curing the poisoned fish cannot protect a consumer from becoming sickened. It is also undetectable, as the toxin is odorless and tasteless.
When a person eats a ciguateric fish and gets ciguatera, the symptoms come on after about 1 to 6, even up to 24 hours.And then you can get up to 30 or even more different symptoms from this one poisoning event. And these range from your common food poisoning symptoms like vomiting and diarrhea, as well as nausea and gut pains, to non-specific effects. You get fatigue, you get muscle aches, joint aches, and then a wide range of neurological symptoms, including bizarre temperature reversal, and that causes pain on contact with cold objects. But also you get numbness and tinglings in the extremities.You get a whole range of things like itching that jump around the body. Ciguatera is one of the worst food poisoning because the symptoms last for weeks, months, and sometimes even years. So this very long, protracted illness makes people wonder. And often they don't even get diagnosed properly.
Scombroid, the second most widespread type of fish poisoning after ciguatera,is the result of ingesting decayed fish, with symptoms sometimes appearing within minutes of consuming the flesh. Fish that may carry scombroid include sardine, anchovy, herring, and amberjack.
其实在海洋生物毒素里面大概最常见，在台湾这里最常见大概就是我们叫做这个青科鱼类中毒，那也有人把它称为叫做高组织胺的鱼类中毒。那会造成这种鱼类中毒的话，大概比较常见就是因为吃青鱼啦、旗鱼啦或者煎鱼、尾鱼这种所谓我们叫做青皮红肉的鱼类。但是这些鱼类里面本身有一个叫做组织氨基酸，那如果说鱼类保存不好的时候呢，它这个细菌就会产生作用，把它变成组织胺。另外再加上其他一些所谓的胺类，譬如像腐胺或者尸胺的话，它就会让这个人吃进去之后会造成类似组织胺中毒的症状。那所以可以产生像全身红疹啊、发烧啦、然后头晕啊、头痛啊、恶心呕吐这些，或者荨麻疹这些症状。那事实上在过去几年在台湾，那事实上每年几乎都会发生。
Some other possible consequences of scombroid poisoning include burning sensations around the mouth, facial flushing, and abnormal heartbeat. Cooking or freezing a fish will not neutralize the toxin. Pufferfish naturally have tetrodotoxin in their bodies, and poisoning may occur after one eats fugu or a Japanese dish made of pufferfish.Tetrodotoxin is one of nature's most fatal poisons and is 10,000 times more potent than cyanide. If an adult consumes just 0.001 milligram of the substance, the outcome could be deadly. The mortality rate for tetrodotoxin-sickened individuals is estimated to be up to 50%, and no antidote is known to exist.Cooking or freezing the fish does not remove its toxic properties, and the amount of poison in just one pufferfish could kill 30 adults. Besides pufferfish, ocean sunfish, triggerfish, and porcupine fish contain tetrodotoxin. These species can be found in tropical and semi-tropical waters across the globe.
在台湾或者是全世界其实也偶尔都会发现的，都大概不是说经常发生，但是偶尔都会发生，就是河豚。那河豚鱼类的河豚的中毒，事实上因为河豚其实毒性非常强，它是属于一种神经的毒素。那一般来说会造成河豚中毒，最主要都是因为自己去抓这个河豚，好抓回来吃。那河豚毒素中毒它比较轻微的话就是嘴巴麻啦，然后舌头麻，但是更严重就是手脚发麻，到最后就呼吸衰竭会死掉。
Tetrodotoxin can kill. At the moment, there's no real way of treating them apart from some form of first aid or trying to get the toxin out of the person's stomach so no more of it can get taken up. In some cases, you can consume activated charcoal, which can be used to try and absorb the toxin and prevent it being taken up through your stomach and the rest of your gut. But if you get a significant dose of those toxins, it is fatal.The tetrodotoxin block a protein in our nerves called the sodium channel. This is a protein that allows sodium ions to go across the nerve membrane, and that is how we create biological electricity in our bodies. So, of course, if you close that sodium channel and prevent your biological electricity working, basically your nervous system and other tissues like your muscles just literally shut down. And so, because of that, you'll die.
Tetrodotoxin is not just found in fish. Some gastropods, a type of mollusk, also produce this poison.
甚至刚才讲的就是像小肌肉类比大拇指小的这种螺类，它不仅仅肌肉有毒，连肠子都有毒。台湾很多，我们屏东就发生吃过像猪瘟螺、像小肌肉类这一类的小螺类，吃个十粒就会死掉人。然后我们也发生过东山岛，然后毒的情况有时候两粒就会死掉了。你看小肌肉得多大，两颗就可以要你的命。
Methyl mercury is a neurotoxin and is the most lethal form of mercury, an element which occurs naturally, but can also enter the environment through industrial emissions from sources like coal burning plants.A joint Harvard University USA and US Geological Survey study published in 2009 concluded that mercury-laden emissions from industrial activity get into the oceans, are changed into methylmercury by bacteria, and then bioaccumulate in different ocean species. A mother who consumes mercury-contaminated fish or other seafood puts their fetus at high risk of birth defects, including mental retardation, cerebral palsy, blindness, and deafness. In adults, mercury poisoning from seafood can cause memory loss, tremors, vision loss, heart disease, and death. Like other toxins, mercury is undetectable in fish as it is odorless and tasteless. Saxitoxin causes paralytic shellfish poisoning and is produced by dinoflagellates. The toxins in these algae become accumulated in the bodies of filter feeders like clams, oysters, and scallops. Saxitoxin-tainted shellfish are found globally, but most often in temperate waters.
是不能说很常见，但是在很多国家大家都发生过，就是我们叫做麻痹性的贝毒素。 那这个顾名思义就是说你吃到贝类，像我们以前在讲说吸食蛇，哦，这种就是有蚌壳的这一类的话，那它事实上它的毒性跟河豚毒素非常像，就是说你吃了之后也是会作用在我们的神经，造成神经的这个毒素，那它会产生一样嘴巴麻，然后舌头麻，然后脚麻手麻这一些。
In the most serious poisoning cases, muscle paralysis and respiratory failure may occur, followed by death within 2 to 25 hours. Brevetoxins are responsible for neurotoxic shellfish poisoning and come from dinoflagellates. Consuming contaminated oysters, clams, or mussels can lead to gastrointestinal upset, tingling in the mouth, arms, and legs, incoordination, and even temperature reversal, like with Ciguatera. The toxin associated with amnesic shellfish poisoning is from a type of red-brown algae that is found in the oceans surrounding Europe, North America, East Asia, and Southeast Asia. The less severe effects of poisoning include dizziness, headache, and disorientation, but amnesia and death may also occur.
Other toxins are things like domoic acid, which is the cause of amnesic shellfish poisoning, which is a rare occurrence, but as you can tell from the name, what it does is it affects the human brain and people actually forget about what's happened. Another syndrome is something called diuretic shellfish poisoning. And obviously, again, from the name, it causes very bad diarrhea, and that's caused by a toxin called oxidic acid. And again, that comes from the microscopic algae that can form these blooms that people see as part of red tides. It has a very difficult to treat diarrhea problem in that it causes the epithelium of people's gut linings to actually slough off. So it's not like something you can rush down to the chemist and get an antidiuretic to try and deal with it. It's quite a severe form of diarrhea.
As we have seen today, the risks associated with consuming fish and shellfish are extremely high, and the possible devastating results include death. Doctors Lyndon Llewellyn, Huang Zhengfu, and Yang Zhengzhang, and Professor Richard Lewis, we thank you for taking time from your busy schedules to discuss the issue of seafood poisoning and the toxins hidden in marine life. May humankind soon stop eating all animal products and instead adopt the safe, nutritious, and delicious organic vegan diet. For more details on the experts featured on today's program, please visit the following websites. Dr. Lyndon Llewellyn, aims.gov.au. Professor Richard Lewis, www.imb.uq.edu.au. Dr. Huang Dongfu, www.toxin.ntou.edu.tw. Dr. Yang Zhengzhang, www.vghtpe.gov.tw. treasured viewers, please join us again next Monday on Healthy Living for part two of our program on the hazards of eating fish and shellfish. Coming up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May heaven bless you with everlasting vitality and well-being.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.